Resurfacing works will begin next month on a stretch of Bruce Highway near Nambour. The upgrades will be made over a 7-kilometre section of the southbound lanes between the Parklands Interchange and the Keel Mountain Road overpass. As many as 40,000 drivers travel on that section of highway each day. Wishlist is hoping to raise $600,000 to purchase a medical device that'll transform stroke and brain aneurysm care in our region. The revolutionary piece of equipment will play a critical role in establishing a clot retrieval service for the stroke ward at Sunshine Coast University Hospital, allowing surgeons to remove clots in real time and restore blood flow to the brain. In Australia, one stroke occurs every 19 minutes, and the Sunshine Coast has a higher than average admission rate for stroke patients compared to the rest of Queensland. And the National Fire Ant Eradication Program is asking residents, particularly those in the southern end of the coast, to be vigilant and report any suspicious ant nests. 13 fire ant nests have been found within the Aura suburbs of Narimba and Banya, and a further 3 nests have been discovered at Kurrumundi since May. Sunshine Coast News reports there have been no official sightings of the creatures in the past 3 weeks. Program officers have conducted eradication activities, including treatment and surveillance up to 5 km from those detection sites, while compliance and tracing investigations are ongoing. You can report suspicious nests online or by calling 13 25 23. And the Kawana Dolphins women are back-to-back premiers, taking out the 2024 grand final against the Caboolture Snakes in front of a home crowd at Sunshine Coast Stadium on Sunday. The final score, 30 points to 4.